This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Membership makes Haiti personal. Haiti seems snake-bit. Hurricanes, assassinations, corruption, gang control, vigilante killings, the list goes on and on. President Bush the First and Clinton tried to raise money for rebuilding, and the problems persist. United Nations goes in and becomes part of the problem. Days ago, someone is finally being held accountable for killing the president in some crazy scene combining drugs, Chile, and for what? It goes on and on. No one seems to want to hear more about tragedy and chaos in Haiti. And then the deluge. Catastrophic rain hits the western part of the island. More than 40 perish. Perhaps several thousand have lost their homes and are now rendered homeless. What can we do? Who is left to care about Haiti and its endless tragedies? The thing about being a membership organization rather than an advocacy group, think tank, or whatever it is that people do, is that members are real people. They believe in ACORN. When faced with unimaginable issues, who do they call? Yes, ACORN. We lived this after Katrina hit New Orleans over and over again. Now, our phones are blowing up with calls about floods in Haiti and places we can't even find on the map. Marantha August, one of ACORN Canada's members in the Scarborough area of Toronto, made this all personal in a number of pleas for help, which were fielded by head organizer Judy Duncan. Here's her report. Hi, Judy. In this picture below, the blue house is my mom's house. Thank God they were not there that night because they were told to leave and look for safer places. It's not a place where this river ever come, but now, since they cut all the trees and little rain, the city get flooded. This is the city of Ligani, where my family lives. Now, they at the countryside with very little food, no clothes. They can't charge their phones where my mom is. I have very little contact with her because her phone doesn't have charge. She's living with my two sisters, my nieces, and nephew, my brother-in-law, and my stepfather. Flood happened on June 3. We have no government. People are on there from a few nonprofit organizations are helping with what they could. That's what she had to say. Something has to be done, but ACORN doesn't have an affiliate or work there. But Sister August is our member, and Nika Petit-Ferrer is her mother, and something has to be done. In a membership organization, an injury to one is an injury to all. Haiti may seem like an endless problem without a solution, but we could make a difference here for one large family out of luck that's asked for a helping hand. If that strikes you as personally as it does us, donate at ACORN International and describe the donation as being for Haiti, and we'll make it happen. We have to do something. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.